you wrote a recent article for Citrus Industry Magazine along with Extension agent Tim Herner about coal protection practices. And in that, you all led that in many freezes, just a few degrees in air temperature can make the difference between a profit and a loss for a grower. Talk a little bit about that, how a few degrees of temperature can make a big difference.
Well, yeah, in citrus, the trees generally will become acclimated as the winter season goes on. And those temperatures almost reach a critical level where once you get to a certain duration, a certain temperature, you can have significant damage. Whereas if you were only a degree higher or a little bit warmer, you can sometimes have very little damage at all. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about the difference of only a few degrees can make a big difference on whether a grower can make a profit or not, because that changes the dynamic with the duration and the minimum temperature. And that all plays into the amount of damage that you have in a freeze.
The old rule of thumb, 28 degrees for 4 hours or more is when you expect to get citrus damage. Does that still hold?
Yeah, that's what the conventional wisdom has been for years on some tests that were done many, many years ago, and they were looking specifically at round oranges. And round oranges will begin to receive some freeze damage after they've been at 28 degrees for 4 hours. Now, that dynamic changes a little bit, duration and temperature, based on the size of the fruit, the thickness of the peel. So when you talk about tangerines, tangerines have less mass or not as heavy, thinner peels. Those types of temperatures and durations you would think you would have more damage in tangerines, whereas with something like grapefruit, which is a larger fruit with a thicker peel, you would have a little less damage at those temperatures at 4 hours at 28 degrees. But just kind of as a rule of thumb, we use the 4 hours at 28 degrees.
And it's a whole nother variable on twig and limb damage, correct?
Yes, that's true. Typically, as I mentioned earlier about the acclimation of citrus to cooler temperatures during the winter, they will acclimate. And typically what we do at the Extension Service here in Polk County is we provide critical leaf freezing temperatures during the winter through a cooperative grant that we have with the Southwest Florida Water Management District. And what we're doing there is we're looking at that change in leaf freezing temperature as we go through the winter, because it is dynamic. It changes from 1 week to the next. If you have warm temperatures, that leaf freezing temperature goes up. If you have cooler temperatures, it goes down. But it kind of gives us an idea of the amount of acclimation that's going on. Fruit, typically, like we were talking about, 4 hours at 28 degrees for oranges, you'll start to receive some damage. The whole fruit isn't necessarily frozen at that duration, but that's when we start to think that you'll have some freeze damage in an orange. Whereas with foliage, it changes through the winter. We try to follow that, and we're fortunate that we can, so we can provide growers some information and some insight on what that critical temperature would be when they would start to see some defoliation due to cold temperatures.
Generally, trees themselves, much lower temperatures to get actual wood damage than fruit damage, correct?
Yeah, that's true. Typically, the amount of damage and the duration of the temperatures is related to the mass of what part of the plant that is being exposed to cold temperatures. The larger the mass, the slower the temperature falls in that particular plant part, and therefore that changes the freezing point of things like twigs and limbs versus trunks.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.